And I note that the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has said today that if he's re-elected, he will have a mandate to pass his entire budget. The PM thinks that because he's laid out the budget to the public before it's gone to the Parliament, he has a clear mandate if he wins on July 2. Now, I don't know whether it's wishful thinking or blissful ignorance, but that's not the way the real world works. I said earlier this week, our Senate is stubborn when it comes to passing policies of government. Case in point is Tony Abbott's reign as Prime Minister. His government thought that they had a mandate, but the Senate didn't agree. They wouldn't play ball. And Tony Abbott's attempts to tackle the debt were sabotaged by the upper house. They refused to pass many of his savings measures. Similar thing has happened to Malcolm Turnbull. And the bloke who is hired to put out the fire has the Senate piercing holes in the hose. The debt is now $286 billion. We're paying $1.1 billion a month just on interest. And the pollies elected to the Senate have got little respect for the mandate the government claims. Their argument is that they were voted into the upper house based on their own principles and policies, and they will vote accordingly. But you've also got senators who aren't rejecting policy based on principle. Some do it to make a name for themselves. And Tony Abbott has made this point last night on Sky News talking to Paul Murray, when he said that some senators revel in saying no because it boosts their profile. I wish Malcolm Turnbull the best of luck, but he's kidding himself if he thinks the Senate will obey his wishes because he's asked them to.